Have you ever wondered what would happen if you could gather the world's most successful people in one room and ask them the same set of life-changing questions? Tim Ferriss did exactly that in his groundbreaking book, Tribe of Mentors. After turning 40 and feeling directionless, Ferriss reached out to over 100 world-class performers, from entrepreneurs and athletes to artists and scientists, with 11 carefully crafted questions. The result is a masterclass in wisdom that has sold millions of copies worldwide and been translated into over 40 languages. Celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Brené Brown have praised it as essential reading, while Forbes called it a high-leverage toolkit for life. What makes this book particularly powerful is how it evolves with you. Advice that seems cliché today might become profound wisdom tomorrow as your life circumstances change. The genesis of Tribe of Mentors came during a personal crisis for Tim Ferriss. Approaching 40, he found himself at a crossroads, questioning his goals, purpose, and the path ahead. Rather than forcing answers through sheer willpower or following conventional wisdom, he asked himself what would become a transformative question. What would this look like if it were easy? This deceptively simple question sparked an idea that would change his approach to problem solving. What if he could assemble a dream team of mentors to guide him through their collective wisdom? Ferriss meticulously crafted 11 questions designed to extract actionable wisdom from extraordinary people. These questions weren't random musings, but carefully calibrated tools, each serving a specific purpose in uncovering valuable insights. The sequencing was particularly crucial. Early questions about favorite books or purchases under $100 served as warm-up questions, establishing trust and rapport before diving into more challenging topics like overcoming failure or finding life's purpose. Good questions in the wrong order get bad responses, Ferriss explains, but proper sequencing allows you to punch above your weight class. This insight came from his experience interviewing hundreds of high performers, noting how the order of questions significantly impacted the depth and authenticity of responses. The carefully selected questions included practical inquiries like, "What books have you gifted most?" and "What purchase under $100 has most positively impacted your life?" Questions designed to reveal immediate, actionable advice. These were balanced with deeper, more reflective questions such as, "How has failure set you up for success?" and "What would your billboard message to millions say?" Each question was crafted to unlock specific types of wisdom, from practical life hacks to profound philosophical insights. The methodology extended to questions about personal development. What unusual habit do you love? Belief systems. What new belief has improved your life? And practical wisdom. What advice would you give college students? Professional insights were sought through questions like, "What bad recommendations plague your field?" While personal boundaries and stress management were explored through, "How have you gotten better at saying no?" and "What do you do when feeling overwhelmed?" This systematic approach reveals a profound truth. The quality of our lives often depends not just on the answers we find, but on the quality of questions we ask ourselves and others. By studying how exceptional people frame problems and seek solutions, we gain powerful tools for navigating our own challenges. The art of asking better questions becomes a meta-skill that unlocks doors to personal growth, professional success, and deeper understanding. Through this framework, Ferriss demonstrates that asking the right questions in the right way isn't just about gathering information. It's about creating bridges to wisdom that might otherwise remain inaccessible. The careful curation of these questions shows that sometimes the most valuable answers come from knowing exactly what to ask and how to ask. One of the most consistent themes throughout Tribe of Mentors is the transformative power of failure. Rather than viewing setbacks as endpoints, the world's top performers see them as essential stepping stones to success. This mindset shift from viewing failure as terminal to seeing it as transitional marks the difference between those who achieve greatness and those who remain stagnant. Consider Salman Nosrat, chef and author of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. After bungling two cookbook co-writing opportunities and missing a Fulbright grant, she eventually wrote her dream book 17 years later. During those intervening years, she worked in restaurants, taught cooking classes, and refined her understanding of food science. "I've learned to envision the ideal end to any project before beginning it," she shares, recognizing that even the best gigs don't last forever. This long-view perspective helped her maintain resilience through numerous rejections from publishers. Stephen Pressfield, author of The War of Art, failed to obtain tenure at Harvard in 1985. This apparent career disaster led him to unexpected collaborations that resulted in his discovery of PI3 kinase, a central mediator in both diabetes and cancer. The experience taught him to remain open to serendipitous opportunities, even in moments of professional crisis. "My most painful failures have been my best teachers," he reflects, "because the pain prompted change. Without that initial rejection, I might never have explored alternative pathways that led to breakthrough discoveries." For Amelia Boone, four-time world champion in obstacle course racing, spending $450 on her first competition while struggling with law school debt changed her life trajectory. She finished as one of only 11 survivors out of 1,000 participants, launching her career in obstacle racing. Boone credits this initial investment in herself, despite financial uncertainty, as the catalyst for her later successes. She emphasizes that sometimes the biggest risks come with the greatest rewards. This pattern repeats across domains. Filmmaker Robert Rodriguez's first short film was a uniform disaster, but it motivated him to learn filmmaking by visiting sets and shadowing directors for a decade. He made detailed notes of every mistake and solution he observed, creating his own informal film school. Entrepreneur Drew Houston transformed his frustration with carrying USB drives into Dropbox, now serving over 500 million users. Each failed attempt at file-sharing solutions pushed him closer to the elegant solution that would revolutionize cloud storage. The mentor's collective wisdom reveals that failure isn't just something to endure, it's something to embrace as a necessary component of growth. They consistently emphasize three key principles: document your failures to extract their lessons, maintain forward momentum despite setbacks, and view each failure as market research for your next attempt. As Naval Ravikant puts it, "Inside suffering is the seed of change." This perspective transforms failure from a source of shame into a valuable data point on the path to success. The most successful individuals don't just accept failure, they actively seek out challenges where failure is likely, knowing that these experiences accelerate learning and growth. They understand that comfort zones are where dreams go to die, and that the path to extraordinary achievement is paved with instructive failures. What separates extraordinary achievers from everyone else often comes down to their daily routines and habits. Across the diverse mentors in Ferris's book, certain patterns emerge that anyone can implement. Many mentors practice some form of mindfulness or meditation. For example, filmmaker David Lynch considers transcendental meditation his most valuable investment, $35 in 1973. Ray Dalio, founder of the world's largest hedge fund, meditates daily and calls it the most important thing in his life. Neuroscientist Sam Harris describes meditation as the gift that keeps on giving. Physical movement is another common thread. Strauss Zelnick, CEO of Take-Two Interactive, exercises 7 to 12 times weekly in a diverse, disciplined way. Author Caroline Paul discovered unexpected joy in daily dog walks, which became a meditative practice, improving both her mental and physical health. Investor Mark Benioff practices daily meditation, hosts meditation teacher Thich Nhat Hanh, and champions education through Salesforce's school adoption program. Many mentors emphasize the importance of sleep. Arianna Huffington, after collapsing from exhaustion in 2007, made sleep a priority and discovered that when we prioritize well-being, our performance improves across the board. Chef Eric Repair spends about an hour meditating each morning, which helps create space for happiness and calm in his day. Reading emerges as another critical habit. Naval Ravikant believes that reading is a superpower in our age when all knowledge is accessible. Investor Peter Attia reads books without assignment or purpose, calling genuine love of reading a superpower. Perhaps most surprisingly, many mentors emphasize the importance of saying no. Entrepreneur Derek Sivers uses a simple rule. If you're not saying hell yeah about something, say no. Designer Debbie Millman has become better at making immediate no decisions rather than brooding over them. This skill creates space for what truly matters. A recurring theme throughout Tribe of Mentors is the importance of aligning work with deeper purpose. Many mentors discovered their calling through following their curiosity or transforming personal struggles into meaningful work. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's favorite failure was when he couldn't get hired after returning to acting. This painful year led him to focus on the creative process itself rather than waiting for someone to hire him. He adopted the mantra, hit record, inspired by the red REC button on video cameras, symbolizing his commitment to create independently. This eventually grew into hitrecord.org, a community of over 500,000 artists worldwide. For many mentors, purpose emerged from personal pain. Terry Crews shares how growing up as a loser by standard metrics, achieving nothing in class or athletics, getting D's and F's, prepared him for later success. The market, friends, parents, teachers who put me down, forced me to become better, he explains. Kristen Ulmer, formerly the world's best female big mountain extreme skier, transformed her struggle with fear into a career helping others. After trying to control fear through conventional methods like positive thinking, she realized fear can't be conquered, only temporarily suppressed. This insight led to her work as a fear specialist, teaching others to embrace rather than fight their fears. Many mentors emphasize that purpose isn't found through direct pursuit, but emerges through following curiosity and developing mastery. Kevin Kelly, founding executive editor of Wired magazine, advises, "Don't try to find your passion. Instead, master some skill, interest, or knowledge that others find valuable. Once you master it, you'll be rewarded with new opportunities that will allow you to move toward what you enjoy." This perspective challenges the common advice to follow your passion. As Mike Maples Jr., venture capitalist, puts it, "Good things come to those who work their asses off and never give up." In a world of endless opportunities and distractions, the ability to say no emerges as a crucial skill for success and well-being. The mentors in Ferris's book offer various strategies for becoming better at declining what doesn't serve your priorities. Investor and author Tim Ferriss himself uses a simple question. Would you say yes if it were next Tuesday? It's easy to commit to things weeks or months away when your schedule looks empty, but this question forces you to evaluate whether you'd truly want to do it tomorrow. For Sharon Salzberg, meditation teacher, saying no begins with body awareness. She notices physical sensations like stomach spiraling and restricted breathing, almost a panic from fear that maybe they won't like me anymore. Recognizing these sensations becomes her cue to say, "I'll have to get back to you," creating space to ultimately decline. Dustin Moskovitz, Facebook co-founder, learned that the first no is easiest and cleanest. Declining immediately is better than equivocating or agreeing to smaller requests when you'd rather not engage at all. Opening that door ensures at least one more future request. Chef and author Samin Nosrat has become better at saying no by checking whether an opportunity aligns with her goals. She keeps a notebook where she's recorded goals for the past decade, and when opportunities arise, she checks whether they align with these goals. Many mentors emphasize that saying no isn't just about declining external requests, but also about saying no to internal distractions. Julia Galef, rationality expert, has learned to avoid consuming media that merely confirms what she already knows and agrees with. Though such content feels validating, it's addictive without being educational. The collective wisdom suggests that saying no isn't selfish. It's essential for protecting your most valuable resources, time, energy, and attention. As designer Debbie Millman puts it, busy is a decision. Even the world's most successful people experience moments of feeling overwhelmed or unfocused. What sets them apart is having reliable strategies to regain clarity and momentum. Physical movement emerges as a common reset button. When feeling overwhelmed, Jocko Willink, former Navy SEAL commander, follows his combat principle: prioritize and execute. Detach from the mayhem, identify the highest impact problem, solve it, then move to the next. Chess champion Josh Waitzkin changes his physiology. Surfing if near waves, or using short, intense kettlebell workouts, bike rides, swimming, cold showers, or breathing techniques. Many mentors use simple breathing techniques. Adam Fisher, head of macro at Soros Fund Management, practices HRV breathing, 10 good Buddha breaths seeking a quiet mind. Poker champion Liv Boré identifies the root cause of lost focus, whether it's just a bad day or a task she hates, and takes appropriate action based on the diagnosis. Writing helps many regain clarity. Joseph Gordon-Levitt writes as if for an audience, though he never shares these writings, using complete sentences and typing his thoughts. Having to explain his situation to an imaginary reader forces him to identify all elements of what's troubling him. Perspective shifts are another powerful tool. When overwhelmed, Jacqueline Novogratz, founder of Acumen, asks herself, what do you need right now to be happy? Do you need anything other than what is happening right now? This immediately orients her toward what matters. Many mentors emphasize the importance of stepping away. When unfocused, Neil Gaiman asks himself simple questions. Have I had enough sleep? Have I eaten? Would a short walk help? If it's unfocused moodiness, he asks, how long has it been since I actually wrote something, and returns to writing. The collective wisdom suggests that overwhelm isn't something to power through, but rather a signal to pause, reset, and reconnect with what matters most. As meditation teacher Sharon Salzberg puts it, remember to breathe. Perhaps the most powerful theme running through Tribe of Mentors is the importance of embracing your unique path, even when it contradicts conventional wisdom or social expectations. Entrepreneur Naval Ravikant advises, follow intellectual curiosity over what's trendy. If it leads where society eventually wants to go, you'll be well rewarded. He emphasizes ignoring news, complainers, angry people, and anyone using fear tactics. This courage to be different often means rejecting standard career paths. Mr. Money Mustache, Pete Edeny, who retired at 30, warns against the standard middle-class trap of career dependence, advocating instead for a high savings rate to achieve financial freedom decades earlier than most. For many mentors, this means embracing what others might consider strange or absurd. Liv Bowery, poker champion, plucks her leg hairs one by one instead of shaving, which has become her favorite form of meditation. Greg Norman, golf legend, brushes his teeth standing on one leg, alternating each time, great for legs, core, and stabilization. The willingness to be different extends to how mentors approach their work. Filmmaker Robert Rodriguez believes that radical creative choices carry inherent risks of failure, but avoiding risk means avoiding creative breakthroughs. Screenwriter Brian Koppelman rejects almost all advice given to writers by supposed experts because it typically tells aspiring writers to consider marketing before writing. This courage often requires rejecting the pursuit of external validation. As Tim Urban, creator of Wait But Why, puts it, don't spend time chasing a right answer or a right path, but instead spend time defining how you're going to approach whatever path you choose. The collective wisdom suggests that true success comes not from conforming to others' expectations, but from having the courage to follow your own path, embrace your quirks, and trust your instincts. As Dita Von Teese says, you can be a juicy ripe peach and there'll still be someone who doesn't like peaches. While Tribe of Mentors covers diverse topics from career success to finding purpose, a surprising number of mentors emphasize health as their most important investment. This isn't just about longevity, but about enhancing performance and quality of life. Jerzy Gregorek, world weightlifting champion, transformed his health at age 55 after discovering all five of his maternal uncles died of prostate cancer around his age. After tests revealed his enlarged prostate and high PSA levels, 9.5, he dramatically increased his vegetable consumption. Within 18 months, his PSA dropped to 0.1 and has remained there. This dietary change not only improved his health, but also eliminated his fear of death. Many mentors emphasize the importance of sleep. Jimmy Fallon values walking and meditation, discovering walking through his friend Lorne Michaels, who loves walking conversations without specific destinations. Brené Brown considers sleep her most life-changing habit, stating, "Diet, exercise, and work ethic don't hold a candle to how sleep can revolutionize the way you live, love, parent, and lead." Physical movement is another common theme. CrossFit founder Greg Glassman emphasizes that fitness is about work capacity across broad time and modal domains, being prepared for the unknown and unknowable. Ed Cohn, powerlifting champion, discovered that the CPAP machine changed his life after discovering he stopped breathing 8 times per minute sleeping on his side and 24 times per minute on his back. Many mentors also emphasize nutrition. Steve Jurvetson, venture capitalist, adopted the Whole 30 diet, eliminating bread and non-naturally occurring sugar from his diet, resulting in more energy, better sleep, and returning to his high school weight. The collective wisdom suggests that health isn't just about avoiding illness, but about optimizing performance in all areas of life. As Arianna Huffington puts it, burnout is not the price you have to pay for success. Throughout Tribe of Mentors, a powerful message emerges. Life is not about reaching a destination, but about embracing the journey of continuous growth and learning. Many mentors emphasize the importance of long-term thinking. Ben Silberman, co-founder of Pinterest, shares his perspective, influenced by his family of doctors who understand that mastering a profession takes 12-plus years. This long-term thinking helps him handle setbacks, believing anything worthwhile is going to take 5 to 10 years. This journey often involves embracing discomfort. Bear Grylls, adventurer and television host, has learned to enjoy the process rather than always striving for the future. In jungles or deserts, he was desperately trying to get through it, work hard and fast to return to his family. But he was spending too much time dreading what was ahead or striving to escape where he was. Learning to embrace the moment changed everything. Many mentors emphasize the importance of continuous learning. Investor Ray Dalio reads constantly and practices transcendental meditation daily. He believes that, at his current life stage, making others successful without him is the most important thing he can do. This journey also involves becoming more authentic over time. Terry Crews shares how he initially tried to be stoic after his wife's cancer diagnosis, but later learned that showing vulnerability strengthened his leadership. Young team members who previously found him unrelatable confessed they would now follow him anywhere. The collective wisdom suggests that growth isn't about reaching a final destination, but about embracing the continuous journey of becoming. As Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks puts it, live, give, forgive. These simple words capture the essence of a life well lived, one that embraces the present moment, contributes to others, and maintains the humility to learn from mistakes. The most profound insight from Tribe of Mentors might be the power of community itself, the importance of surrounding yourself with people who challenge, support, and inspire you. Many mentors emphasize the value of finding your tribe. Neil Strauss, author, found that joining a healthy community in Malibu to work out with transformed his fitness. Previously, he'd go to the gym for specific weight or muscle goals, but never stuck with it. Now he shows up to see friends and exercise outdoors, at the beach, in a pool, on a lawn, usually ending with sauna ice sessions. This extends to professional communities as well. Caroline Paul's best investment was joining the San Francisco Writer's Grotto, finding community essential to completing her books. Debbie Millman values psychotherapy as her best investment, calling it just the reputation that you have with yourself. Many mentors emphasize the importance of surrounding yourself with people who bring out your best. Drew Houston, Dropbox CEO, references his MIT commencement speech where he mentioned three things: a tennis ball, finding something you're obsessed with solving; a circle, surrounding yourself with people who bring out your best; and the number 30,000, the approximate days in a human life. The collective wisdom suggests that no one achieves greatness alone. We all need tribes that challenge, support, and inspire us. As Tim Ferriss himself discovered in creating this book, sometimes the best way to find answers is to assemble a tribe of mentors who can guide you through life's most challenging questions. In the end, perhaps that's the greatest gift of Tribe of Mentors. It offers readers the opportunity to join a virtual tribe of extraordinary individuals who freely share their hard-won wisdom. By learning from their successes and failures, we can navigate our own paths with greater clarity, purpose, and joy.